Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
This is Ty Scott King, and I'm listening to Crosstalk Radio with Steph Swig and Big Pudge, where the talk is real and raw.
Yeah. Crosstalk Radio in the building.
We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh, Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is.
It's Crosstalk Talk with this radio. Conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic. Discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show. Worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
Welcome
now.
Back to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your man, Big Pudge.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it, yo.
Thank you. Yo, it's been... Yo, I don't even know how to start.
That's the excitement that you're feeling in our voices.
We're super excited right now.
Right about now.
So let me tell you, on this day, 365 days ago, Swig and Pudge came together. And we started this podcast called Crosstalk Radio.
In the building.
So if you haven't gathered by now, this is a special show. This is our 1 year anniversary. Y'all give it up one more time.
Give it up, man.
So I'm excited to be here, Pudge. And I know it's a mean thing we can talk about, man. But
yeah,
it's been a whole year.
So it's been a whole year. I mean, first, man, I just want to thank the all of our listeners.
Yes.
All of our listeners, the ones that were consistent, Tokyo, you know we love y'all, you know, and the ones who listen to a show or two, like every single listener we've had, whether you listen to one show or half a show, we just want to thank you for taking the opportunity and the time to just like, you know, to have, you know, Pudge a step in your ear, you know, let's talking about some good stuff, man. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. That, you know, y'all could have listened to anybody else, you know. And for our consistent listeners, Lord, man, we really, really love and appreciate y'all.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Mom Deuce, Great Georgia, we love you. We giving you a shout out at the beginning of the show.
Shout out to Mom and
Jay. Right, you know, you get it at the beginning of the show,
our
Mom,
number
because
one listener.
You give us feedback every single week, and whether it's critical, whether it's funny, we just love the feedback.
Do.
We love it all.
We
so
appreciate it. We really do.
I just wanted to get that out. I felt like our fans needed to hear that at the beginning of the show.
They
versus
do, man.
The end
they
of,
do. They do. Because it's a very special moment, man. You know, it's our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, man.
Like, and the funny thing is, it's not even that funny though. But it's like, I remember when we started, when we was trying to come together and get this with the logo, we had to come up with the name, we had to come up with everything, and now we got the studio, we 47, this is our 48th episode.
Right.
And it was like, I remember there's been times where it was like, what are we going to talk about? Man,
And we still got more episodes to come. Like, it's amazing.
A ton of episodes.
And we've been all over the world with this podcast, man. Everywhere from Nigeria to
Nepal
to Slovakia to United Kingdom to Japan, of course, to China to Canada to all across the United States of America, man. It's like Portugal, everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Like, we have literally touched every continent with the exception of Antarctica. That is it.
Wow.
And that's because Antarctica doesn't have many people living on it because you can't live on Antarctica. But
right.
Either way, I don't care if you just reach one continent. I mean, I'm honestly, you know, I'm really humbled and just grateful to be here and reach the people we reach. Because I didn't have an expectation. I just said, you know, God told me to do Crosstalk. And I just figured, you know, whoever we reach, that's who we reach.
Right.
I don't get caught up on numbers. You know, you get distracted because each person is valuable.
Right.
Each person has spiritual needs and needs that need to be met. And I know we've met some needs on this show, man. We've had a lot of great topics. And, you know, the one thing people talk to me about on the show or about the show when we outside of the show is like, man, y'all I be loving y'all topics, man. I got to tune in for that one topic. Like, yo, because and that's something I eat up all day, every day. Any like you know, like y'all said, if you listen to this part of the podcast, you've probably heard our song.
Right.
So our song describes exactly how the show is. Like, we don't sweep anything under the rug. We want to address the elephants in the room. There's nothing too top, you know, that we can't talk about.
Right.
Well, there are some things my wife won't let me talk about. She specifically asked me not to talk about certain things, so out of respect of my household and my marriage and certain things, I can't talk about, but I'm willing. I'm willing. But it's like, we just had a lot of great topics, man. I love our topics. I listen to our shows every time we put one out. I always listen to it. It's like, dang, that was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because we do the show, but it's like, I can see where God has moved in our lives. I can see where God is really speaking through us in a lot of the episodes, man.
Right.
I'm just really humbled that he picked us to be a part of the show. It was
right.
Like, it wasn't like I was preparing myself to be. It wasn't like this was a something I was pursuing. And one day out of the blue, I had a phone call from E-Hub. We talked about that on another podcast. And he's asking me about how to do a podcast. I didn't even know anything about podcasts at the time. And at that time, I was like, you know what? God, that's what I need to do.
Right.
God spoke to me through that moment. Through him asking me, God spoke to me about creating a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Crosstalk has a podcast and Eat Hud has a podcast now.
Right.
Hud House. So shout out to Eat Hud for doing his podcast.
Right.
And
check his podcast out too,
yes. So man, like I said before, man, it's like I'm excited, man, because there's so many episodes we covered, man. There's so many topics we covered. And the weird thing is, it's not even weird, like I said before. To me, it's weird because I tend to look in the natural a lot of times. It's like, all right, so we talked about this crazy stuff. We talked about aliens. We talked about weed. We talked about everything we can talk about. So what's next topic going to be? And then God just throw something totally different, or we'll see something we need to talk about. It's like, I've never felt like, even in the episodes when we come in, it's like, well, Holy Spirit's going to lead us. I've never felt at a loss, like, oh, wow, we don't have nothing that we're going to talk about at all. I've never felt that way.
Right.
And that's a faith move, because it's like, you know what, God, this is your thing. When I come in here, if I don't have a topic, whatever we need to speak about, you're going to lead us. And those have been some potent shows, man.
Yes, they have, man.
You know?
Yes, they have.
So, Pudge, man, I know you don't have to listen in front of you, man, but what show comes to mind when it comes to your favorite show? Your favorite show, not the most potent one, but your favorite show. Because I got all kinds of subcategories.
Right. I mean, well, you said, well, if you're going to favorite, it's going to be the top five. You know,
okay, all right, we're doing top five. Make it top five.
You said favorite. You know,
right.
I mean, I really enjoyed that show. You know, I mean, really.
Okay, the top five. Oh, I thought you said you're going to do a top five.
The top five.
I'm like, I'm going to get my list together. Okay, I'm with you.
That was my favorite show because we have never had that many people in the studio at one time before.
Yes.
And the dialect, man, just to see everybody's versions of their top five artists, you know, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, some brothers shared some light on me. I feel like I shared some light on
some of them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that was my favorite because I had so much fun doing that.
I got you.
Which one was yours?
Man, let me comment off yours first. But I enjoyed Top Five. That was a fun show. It wasn't my favorite. It was a fun show because we never had that many people in the studio. And then,
right.
All these people I knew personally outside of doing Crosstalk and stuff. So it was like, it's really like having your friends come together. Y'all just have a conversation. But we hadn't been together in a long time, man.
Right.
It was the first time we all been together.
Right.
All of us been together at one time. So it was like a reunion. We didn't want to end the show.
Right.
We closed out fakely like three or four times.
We did.
Then we hung out in the parking lot after the show. So it was a great time, man. It was just a good connection, man. I enjoyed the heck out of that show, man. It was a great time. I don't really know what my favorite show was, man. I know it's hard because I got different subcategories. Like, but For me, I think my favorite show, not the best show, not the most potent show, not the one I had the most fun doing, but I would say I think the first one was. Only because
the interviews?
Yeah, the very first show we did. Okay. Only because it was our first show. Like, you know, it was like, wow, really happening. Went from God giving us the vision to us going through all the stuff with the logo to all of us getting the stuff together with the podcast to like, wow, we have our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that one still has the most listens to this day. To this day. It has the highest listens to this day.
The interviews?
Yeah.
See, I haven't even went back down that far to even see.
Yeah, I got it pulled up on my screen now. That has the most listens right now.
Wow.
That's the highest rated show that we have. So that was one of my favorite shows because it was, like I said, it was a testimony coming to fruition. You know, although the fans, you know, some people felt like they knew me and you knew you, which is cool. But it's like, for me, it was like, this has really happened. Like, we didn't just talk about it. We did the daggone thing. We got the show. We launched the episode. Boom, here we are at Crosstalk Radio in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one.
He said, boom, here we go, Crosstalk Radio in the building.
Yes. That's one of my favorite episodes, man. I think the one of the ones that's most dearest to my heart was episode number 4, and that was overcoming mental illness and depression.
Gosh, I knew that was going to be.
Yeah, because I can't explain. You know, people know me. You know, I'm not shy to talk about it. You know, I dealt with depression, and I overcame it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. It was a struggle. It took a big toll on me. It was one of the fights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And but a lot of people deal with it. Millions of people deal with it. But by me talking about it on the air is even therapeutic to me because it's like, I beat you. It's no secret. Let me tell people what I went through. Let me tell people what I went through, what I overcame, how I overcame this thing. Because when you deal with depression, the whole thing about depression is you feel hopeless. Mm-hmm. So like when I was doing the overcoming mental illness episode, it was like, I'm bringing hope to people who are in a hopeless situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just by me overcoming.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I was really blessed and it really moved me on the spiritual level just to be able to do that episode. Not to mention, what people don't realize, this is something I'm about to let up. What people don't realize, the version y'all have was a redo because me and Puss sat here on a microphone and we talked for like 45 minutes about mental illness and depression. And the microphone, the battery had went out, so we had to stop everything and do the whole thing over. Pudge didn't want to do it. Like, no, Pudge, we got to do it.
Yeah.
And when we did the redo,
it was better than the other one.
And it's just as long. We didn't cut nothing out.
Right.
So I was like, wow. Because it's like, I felt like it was under Tetron because I knew we had to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got it out, it was like, yes.
Right.
That was the one that was the most dearest to my heart.
Okay. So
all right, Pudge.
The most dearest to mine was the soul tie. It was a soul tie, you know. It was some stuff I had to, you know. I knew about it, but in the actual research, I had to realize there were some things that I had not gotten over, and some things that I had to go back and just, you know, cleanse myself of.
Yeah.
And the response that we got from people who were kind of like really blessed and who were knowledgeable of the information that we gave.
Yes.
You know, the responses, I think, kind of blew me out the water. I took that episode and I was sending it out to just about everybody I knew that I felt and didn't know anything about soul ties, or some people that knew but didn't have all the right information. You know, some people I knew that was going through some stuff and they couldn't figure out why, you know, they were. So it was the most dearest to me, you know, simply just because of, you know, just what soul ties actually are.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just almost like the same when it comes to overcoming depression when it comes to you. That was something that I knew was there. I thought for the most part that I had got rid of, you know, everything else that was there. But, you know, how most preachers say, you know, when God gives you something, he deal with the actual, you know, shepherd first before he start dealing with the sheep. So
yeah.
That was one of them things where, you know, I had to go back home, you know what I'm saying, and get some stuff done. But yeah, that was the most dearest to me.
That was the episode you wanted to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was amazing. That was funny because in my opinion, that is the most potent episode we have.
Like, oh, okay.
As far as, I mean, all of our episodes are dope. They're always full of information. But to me, that one, I felt a spiritual shift when we did that one. I felt it. We got the most responses. I got more responses on my personal phone asking, how do I get rid of this?
Too.
What do I do about that?
Me too.
So I felt like that, when I say most potent, I felt like that yielded the most healing and education out of what we've done. I'm not saying not to impugn the other ones. I'm just saying that one right there.
Right.
that one right there, man, it was deep. Yeah. It was transparent. It was really dope. And the thing was, it was all God on that one, man. Like, you know, because I remember Pudge asked me about doing Soul Ties, and it's like, I wanted to do it, but I didn't have enough information. I was like, let me read some books about it first. Let me do it. And Pudge was like, man, we need to do it by this week. Like, oh, you know, I'll take the challenge. Let God lead me. So we went ahead and did it. I'm glad we did it, man, because people were free, man.
Yeah.
And you like, and I have to say, it don't get no more potent than when you're doing a show and your co-host's like, you know what? After doing the show, I know I gotta go home and take. I gotta go home and take care of these soul ties. I just realized I got some work to do now. Like, that's dope. Like, yeah, yo, like, we sitting here like trying to get ready about, you know, information and drop jewels and nuggets, and it's like, oh, I got some stuff I gotta take. But that's how you know the show is like authentic, man. It's like, we don't, like I said, we don't do this for us. It benefits me. The show is very therapeutic for me. But it's like, when we come to the show, man, we come in just to really share what we know and what we learned along the way. It's a journey that we share together, man. And that was a dope episode. I really, really appreciated that episode. And like I said, we got the most feedback off of that one. Like I said, I got calls and people.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like if I had a goal show, that would be my goal show. That's what I want after every show. People, yo, I got that episode. What do I need to do with that? Like, yo.
Right.
Yes. I was so glad to be a blessing to people with that one, man. It's like, my kids was even looking at, you know, listening to the show. I asked them all to listen to it, and as they listened to the show, they was able to see people in their own lives who deal with soul ties.
That blesses me even more, right?
So they
there,
even
man.
Suggested it to their friends they thought would listen. Like, so they're like, "Yeah, let me send this to this person, that person, stuff like that." And they was able to identify, like we said in the show, it's like after listening to the show, you'll be able to identify these soul ties in certain people, that you've seen,
and it's things that you honestly did not know that. And, you know, it's one thing. You don't know. If you don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like when somebody or when something opens up your eyes and gives you insight on something that you've been saying for a while, it's like, oh, wow, I thought it was this, but I actually know somebody that's dealing with that.
Yes.
Or it's like, this is why citizens act like this all the time, but they don't even really know why they act like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, man. So and when I can't express it enough. It's like that particular episode, I would say the way people responded and what we were able to do with that episode encompasses what I want to do with the entire show. Mm. Is reach people. Heal, help people to get healed, help people to get information, change life-changing information being presented on these airwaves.
Right.
That's my goal when I do the show, and to have fun and have dope topics.
Right.
But at the soul of it, man, when people calling me saying they broke soul ties because of our episode and thanking me for it. And
man, that just feels so good, man. That feels so good. It just really makes you, it makes you feel like, but it also lets you know you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. We are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, and I don't think me and you have ever had the feeling of wanting to quit the show, wanting to stop, wanting to give up. I know I haven't either. Like, you know, and now when we get to the certain topics that we didn't really care for, I'm like,
some of us handle it better than others.
All right. But look, there's no shame with me. I have no issues with telling people. Like, if some folks can remember certain shows, they heard me say, oh, I wasn't feeling this show when we first started.
Yes. And I will still say, the Valentine's show was the hardest show I had to do because I had most of my work was convincing Punch to even do the Dagger
show. It was, y'all. I mean, for our listeners who listen to us all the time, me and Step will agree and we'll disagree, but we'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like, we've never gotten to an argument, or it's never been a, I don't like what you said, sir. It's never been that.
No, it's never been that.
Man, up until that Valentine's Day episode.
Lord.
When I say it started off texting. It started off him texting. And I was slick just trying to tell him how I feel via text without telling him how I really feel.
But it was coming through either way.
It was coming through that way. He noticed the tone in the text. And believe it or not, some folks can really feel out a tone in a text, right? So he gave me this long behind reason on why. And honestly, the historian part in me was a little intrigued at that time, but the rest of me was like, man, this is bogus. Don't know about no Valentine's. So, of course, I mean, when I Googled it myself, I ain't gonna even lie. I called that man up and was like, dude, like, I can't take my eyes off this literature. Like, I'm fully dope. I'm fully like into this Valentine's Day thing. But it was, I did laugh real hard about how much. Well, he actually, if anybody knows Step, I opened up the doorways for him to be sarcastic and smart and jump down my throat about how into it I was. Because, I mean, y'all, it was really like trying to pull teeth from a baby it when was. He got teeth.
It was. I'm like, I felt like I had to do a report presentation, he did. PowerPoint. He like, did. Dude, it's just one. I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, it's just one episode.
And I was like, one episode that we don't have to do.
But so, I knew if he just opened the daggone history book, he was going to find some stuff that was going to draw him in. That's what I wanted him to see.
And look, y'all, he know I'm a historian. He purposely did not tell me that Valentine's Day has actual historical facts. So he could have shut everything down by just saying, Pudge, it's history and it's facts in history.
I was trying to get there, but I never was able to get there.
So, I ain't gonna lie, I felt a little small, you know what I'm saying, acting out like a big old kid, you know what I'm saying, especially when I realized how intrigued I was, because the day we actually showed up to do it, I was cheesed like a kid in the candy store. And he's looking at me like, really? Are you now this excited?
Exactly.
So the world knows that was mine. And the dinosaur one.
The dinosaur one? I thought it would have been the alien one.
No, it was the dinosaur and the alien one. Yeah. Okay. The dinosaur one had me intrigued a little bit. The alien one, I just, you know, and it's me because of how I was raised, what I was taught, what I know for a fact, and things that I assume. I just felt like that was just like, you literally have people on this planet that think that. Like, so, but I had to step, had to reel me back in and be like, dude, it's not your brain pattern. It's not like, I mean, he literally had to go online and show me people like posting stuff about, what was it, aliens, demons?
Yeah, they say aliens. People were saying aliens were demons. Aliens are demons.
Yeah. And to me, I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh, we do not have people on this planet that really think that.
Yes,
until he showed me on Facebook. Like, the amount of people that thought that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what region have I been living in all these years? Because I'm like, these people honestly think that this is some, but it was something, it was so many posts out there to where it's like, okay, bro, we really do need to do this. I mean, that was tripping me out, but yeah. But what was, I'm curious, because I don't really know which ones you didn't really care for.
I told you, but the thing is, when you don't care for one, you let me know. And you just, see, and I tell you, well, it's not really my thing, but I'll go ahead with it. Like, hey, it's for the show. Because I understand it's not about us, it's about what the listeners need.
He's saying it like I don't understand. I do. It just takes a long time for me to get the grasp of it.
So what y'all are hearing is, I have two battles. I have to come up with the content and then convince my partner to go forward with stuff. So I have to go through and prove to him why we need to talk about aliens versus demons and all this other stuff. And so
He did.
So, but either way, it was a fun episode. I really enjoyed doing that one. I think that was probably one of our most far out ones that we've done, which I enjoyed the heck out of them.
Yeah.
But one I didn't really care for, I didn't really want to do the one for double standards. It was our second episode. I didn't really like the topic. It was double standards for men and women, and passing for fornication. It was nothing against, it. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Right, right.
You know, that kind of stuff, or the can men and women really just be friends? That wasn't really my thing. But I enjoyed doing the episode. It just wasn't one of my favorite topics. I haven't had any episode I was just like bored out my mind doing. I enjoyed it. Because once we get to talking, man, you know, different points get made, and it's fun.
Yeah. That's true.
But if you're listening to our show, if you've been listening long enough, you'll tell sometimes that Pudge will fall back on a topic and I'll fall back on topic. It's not because we're not as enthused, but sometimes Pudge can feel the shift where it's like, Stephen, I get this off. Right. And I can feel the shift where this is something that Pudge really passionate about. So I'll back off. And so, but I never had any shows that I really hated. Like, oh, like I've done it. I hated that show or whatever, you know. And
I don't have any that I hate. I don't think if I actually hated on it, I would have been the most quiet I've ever been during the show.
I can't remember what show it was, but it's one episode where I think Pudge enjoyed the episode, but he had just been working, so he was tired. So after a while, he just stopped talking. He's like, And he was really literally sleep in an autopilot. I don't remember what episode it was.
I sure was.
I can't remember what episode it was, but it's like, yeah, you sure did, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't remember what show
I'm so
it was.
Tickled because I don't remember that show, but I remember nodding. I remember coming back, like, you know how you do the nod, your head, do the hard jerk. I remember coming up and you looking at me like, dude, really? And all I was like is,
Oh man.
I was in the beginning of trying to get this new schedule down pat, y'all. That's what that was. And if something don't intrigue me, I get bored real quickly.
And then one of the ones I think the aliens, and I think that, like I said, the aliens, the title was episode 14 for those who want to go back and listen. It's called Do Aliens Exist? And if so, are they demons? Which I think was a great episode.
Yeah.
One of the ones I thought that really hit home, or not even hit home, but surprised both of us. And when I say surprises, moved us in a way we didn't think it was going to move us, was the abortion one. Bro.
Oh, yes. Now, I totally forgot. Now, an abortion one was one I didn't want to do.
Exactly. I remember
and
that
I
one.
Didn't want to do that simply because that's a topic that the world already talks about. So I said to myself, why are we actually going to do something where people already talk about this all the time?
Because we pride ourselves on being different outside the box.
Exactly.
So.
However, when it was time to open up, and I mean, if anybody go back and listen to the episode.
Episode 19, people. Episode 19.
You can hear how me and Step keep pausing in the midst of explaining the procedures.
Yeah.
Because it was really, really messing me up. Like, I mean, and it was gruesome too, you know, like to literally explain. And it's funny because doctors use real big words to explain how they're going to kill a child.
And
it's just pretty much what they're doing. But the big words make you feel like it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Until you go and read the definition of these words and you hear the procedure. And it was just horrifying.
It was horrifying. We got emotional on that episode, and it was just like, you know what an abortion is. It's murdering a child inside the belly of a woman who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you have the other argument of women's rights, you know, it's her body, all this other stuff. But what they don't talk about is how the women feel after, emotionally, the psychiatric, how does it mess with their psyche after, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got into every detail. Like our shows, we try not to be biased, but we give you all the information from all different angles, spiritual.
Right.
Whatever natural sector, whatever you want to call it, and we gave it, and it was a very potent, strong episode, and that one really, really got me because it surprised me too. Cause I felt the same way Punch felt. I felt led to do the show, but it's like, well, everybody talks about abortion, like it's a topic in every political battle, like you know. But it's like, then when I started reading, I'm like, yo, wow, we really need to do this. And then when me and Punch got into it, it's like, yo, this is deep.
It was very deep. That was the shocker. And it's funny because it didn't start shocking me until the actual show started. Like we were already live recording.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I read up on it and, you know, I came trying to pace myself on how I'm explaining it. Like, that's why I said you can hear our emotions. You can hear them pauses, them quiet moments, where it's just literally me trying to get myself together of thinking about, you know, because I mean, just telling my own truth, I've been a part of an abortion procedure before.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it really hit home with you that day.
Yeah, it really did. It really messed me up for real because, you know, I mean, I literally, and I know I asked God for forgiveness when way back then, but it's like I had to ask him again because I felt like I needed to ask him again because I did not realize that I was taking an unborn seed of his and allow it to go before it even had a chance to have life, just offering up to death.
Yeah.
You know, it was real. That one messed me up.
Wow.
Big time. Totally forgot about that one, too.
And then we had some pretty cool guests coming to the studio quite a few times that last, over this past year. Like,
yes, we did.
We incorporated some of our family members. Like, we did the Boy Scout one. It was we were talking about. It was episode, I can't find it right now. I'll tell you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where we talked about Boy Scouts. Oh, sorry. It's episode.
Can girls being Boy Scouts?
Episode 34, because we were talking about where they was trying to allow girls into Boy Scouts. I think that's been passed where they can allow girls into Boy Scouts.
Oh, it has actually been passed.
I believe so.
I think it has. I mean, it happens, but they left it up to the discretion of the scout leaders or the
street. Right.
So,
Girl Scouts is Girl Scouts for a reason, people.
Exactly. That's the kind of sentiment you get from the show.
Right.
So, what we did, what we did was we brought in Pudge's son, who's a former Boy Scout, we brought in my son, who was a current Boy Scout,
mm-hmm.
and we brought in my daughter, who was a Girl Scout, and they all had the same consensus, pretty much, like, yo, you know, girls are girls, boys are boys.
Right.
You know, keep them separate as far as the Scouts go.
Right.
And it was a really good episode.
It really was.
And, you know, and if you know me and Pudge, we don't coerce our kids anything. They speak their mind, they speak freely.
Exactly.
They can disagree with us, it don't really matter, especially on the air.
Right.
And we let them be who they were. And then the other one we did was when we had... we had like personal people that we knew, like that we like our friends come in, was when we did the one on relationships. It's like, can you be in a relationship
and still be friends
with someone you slept with?
Right, right.
And on that one, I brought in one of my friends, Elaine, from work, and mm-hmm. He brought in his friend Brandy, who he's in a relationship with at the time,
mm-hmm.
and it was a great episode, man. It was a great episode.
And to get insight from two different women,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because for the most part, we both men, we could talk all day about how we feel about it,
yeah.
But it wasn't going to balance itself out until you heard two other women's
yep.
opinions on how they would feel about it. So you pretty much got a spectrum all around the board as far as,
mm-hmm.
you know, two males, two females, how they would handle exactly. that situation and stuff like that.
And another one I felt like we had a good balance on was when we did the racism in America.
Oh, And then we brought Ashley Fox in.
So we had two black dudes and a white girl named Ashley Fox. And we talking about race relations in America. Because you can't, I mean, I want to, you know, create a diverse atmosphere. You can't, like, two black. Of course, we're going to see stuff, but I want to see if she saw the same things. See how she saw it from her perspective. It was a really enlightening show from both perspectives, really.
Right.
And it was a great show. Those were some of the ones I remember that really stood out to me. It was just fun to do that because, like, these people, we sitting around hanging out, recorded on the microphone and just had a good time.
Right, it was.
You know, so I appreciate all those kind of guests. And then we had the guests who had, you know, who are artists that come through.
Yeah.
Those are fun as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. So who was your favorite interview?
Do I have a favorite interview?
I do. I mean, I enjoy every single guest that comes through. But if some people I just click with a little differently, or they just have such a unique energy, I uh-huh. really enjoy the interview. But if you don't know, I got three. But by the time I do, I'm going to name every
interview. How many people we interview, man? Because you said got three.
No, I think we interviewed a bunch of people, but like four or five people all together. So I think we had six interviews as far as like people who are like our artists that we interviewed and stuff like that. Wow. Wow. Yeah, so I got a couple answers for that one.
All right, go ahead.
So for me, my favorite interviews that I got to do, and I'm not saying I dislike any other interview. I'm just saying these are ones I had the most fun with because I click with these people. We laugh, we cut up. I like mm-hmm. when people come in, they got high energy. Everybody has different energy, so it's cool. But my favorite interview that I did so far on Crosstalk Radio was Fly Music. She was real fun to me.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed her spirit. I enjoyed her energy.
She was dope.
She was real cool. It was fun talking to her.
I actually saw her and her husband in Walmart.
Recently?
Yeah.
Dope.
It was late, too. I was just getting off work. Yeah, but
yeah.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, so Fly was real fun. She was one of our earlier interviews. It was real fun having her in the studio. I mean, her energy, she's always doing something in the community, but her energy mm-hmm. was just so great.
It was.
Dice Gamble was my other favorite because she's just fun to talk to anyway. She's just real funny. Goofy, silly,
mm-hmm.
and just upbeat. And it's a personal friend of mine, so it's real cool. You get personal friends to interview, but it was a real fun interviewing her. And then Adam from 47 Spot.
And see, that one
ran itself. Like, I just asked him one question. He ran the whole interview.
Yeah, because, you know, Adam is a bishop, so, you know. So, you know, all you got to do is ask him one question and just let him have the
exactly. floor. He's goofy and funny and just has a great time, great spirit.
He does.
And the funny thing about Adam was, like, you can ask him a question, and somehow he's going to turn it into a ministry moment. Although it's a story, he turns it into a ministry every single time.
He does.
Every question is some kind of ministry moment, and it still worked into the answer. Like, hey, okay.
Right,
and it's
right.
just, and you didn't even know you've been ministering to it. Like, oh, he just preached on our show. Like, so, yeah, definitely Adam was a great woman. Everybody was a great interview, but those were ones that stuck out to me the most.
Yeah, G-Status was one of mine. Jason Stevens.
Formerly known as G-Status.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Formerly known as G-Status.
Look, I want to say my bad, G. My bad, J.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was a great one, too.
And I just, it was hearing his stories and being so the fact that we've been knowing him since 09, like, I just, like, to see where he was then and where he is now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he has a humbling spirit on him that I wish a lot of people would have.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was just his humbleness. And then, you know, him thinking about, he just tickled me with his daughter. He's like, you know, his daughter's like, I don't know how old she is, but I don't think she's even 1 year old. Yeah. But he was like, he was at Quick Trip and came back with a big K drink. For his daughter, right? Like, she can't even drink it. She's still on bottles.
Too soon.
But it's his mindset of where he is, you know, in ministry with his family, you know what I'm saying, with the streets and stuff like that. And then that story he told about the homeless cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, where, you know, God told him to do all this other stuff and dude still didn't, you know, show up for the job. But it was the fact that the dude didn't show up and he did not allow that to what's the opposite of when you...
Discourage? Effect?
Discourage him. Discourage is the word I'm using for. And he didn't allow it to discourage, because that would discourage a lot of people. Especially when you went out and bought stuff and you got to sit in there waiting a whole week for a guy to show up.
Yeah.
Just to give him a job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't take it as discouragement, but instead it catapulted him into, you know what I'm saying, like standing in that vein. So, you know, like I said, his humble spirit was, you know what I'm saying, what I love the most. But of course, out of everybody we name, you know, I got real hostile when everybody named their top five when it came to artists. So I think it was
E-Hud, and it was I think it was Firelinks when y'all went into when you got
Firelinks was the first time we the first person we interviewed.
First person interview.
We asked the top five, and my natural reaction just spewed out my mouth.
Yep, I wasn't prepared. So now we fill out a contract before we do shows.
Pudge is liable to snap. Please don't be take upset. Don't take it personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's just how he feels about certain artists. That's all.
I enjoyed that. Brother Wars, I think, was probably the most jaw-dropping interview I had.
And that was his story.
Yeah, when Brother War came through. Brother War's a deep dude. We know him pretty well, too. And I've never had a light conversation with him, no matter what it is. And that's just how he is. He's a real humble dude. He's really supportive. And but what happened with Brother War is episode 39. For those who want to go back, listen, Brother War said God took him literally to heaven without killing him, but he got to see heaven, and he describes it. And I don't care who you are, but when you got somebody and they talking to you about their experience in heaven and they're describing it, like, it's like, you can't do nothing. You can't, it, like, the interview just kind of like stops.
Yeah, you're
like,
in awe.
You're just like, wow.
Yeah.
But I think, I felt like more people should listen to that one, because it's a really great account of heaven, and it's not even about religion. It's not even about a Christian heaven or this heaven, but this dude is just literally telling you what God showed him and who he saw when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one. And he has no motivation to convert anybody, but it's a good episode. If y'all want to go back, listen, that was January 8th, 2018. That was episode number 39. So check that one out.
Okay.
That one really stuck with me too. And then there's another episode we had Lavonia Jones come in. Lavonia Jones.
Sure did.
And she had
interviewed a lot of people.
Yeah,
man.
We did, like, you know, and she was on episode 35, and this was a topic that I thought a lot of people need to hear, because everybody, especially even believers, want to know this. Where is God when tragedy strikes?
Mm-hmm.
If God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, why does he allow this? Why does he allow that?
Mm-hmm.
And she came in with a lot of good information, a lot of good scriptures, and she was able to tie the scripture and make plenty of sense.
She did.
If you wonder where God is when tragedy strikes, that's episode 35.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lavonia Jones, she is a Christian, and she says she has a blog called Christian and Conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it is to be Christian and conscious. A lot of people don't understand it. People think you can't be Christian and conscious, which is bull. Right. If you think you can't be Christian and conscious, then you don't really understand the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, she explained what all that means too. And I'm not going to give everything away, because I do want you to go back and listen to these episodes, but make sure y'all get through and check it out. It's episode 35. But you got any other ones, man? I mean, I know I got lists, so it's easy for me just to rally these things.
Man,
off.
Look, just name some of the name some of them, because we are 48.
This right now we are literally recording our 48th episode.
Yeah, so that's a bunch of them.
All right, so I'm gonna tell you some. I'm gonna just start naming some of the ones we did that I think was controversial.
Okay.
I just love the topics. Like,
okay.
For one, I might even read some more, but it was Christians and Weed, which was dope.
Oh.
That was a very, very enlightening, educational show.
Yes, it was. We did Christians. And one of the shortest shows we've done. That show was only like 30, 35.
37 minutes. The shortest show we did, I think, was 32 minutes, and that was The Double Standards for Men and Women Pastors Who Fornicate.
Okay.
But y'all can tell when we started getting our stride, because after a while, we're trying to keep it under 40 minutes. After a while, we get to 75 minutes. Right. You know, for some shows.
Now, I ain't going to lie. That one, I enjoyed that one.
The Christians of Weed?
No, the Double Standard one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it because I've been in church all my life.
Yeah.
And I've seen that so many times where a man can get away with something just because he's the actual male.
Yeah.
Where the woman can't, just because she's the actual female. So that was one of the things where it wasn't one of the things I wanted to talk about, but we was just getting the show started. Yeah. We was thinking controversy, and I'm like, this is perfect controversy.
It worked. I mean, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of listeners too. That's actually one of our, I think that's our second highest rated show.
Wow.
We did Doing Things for the Wrong Reasons, and that's a double show. We did two topics on one show, and I think that's our first double show, matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Episode 9, Doing Things for the Wrong Reasons / Taking On Too Much.
Yeah.
And that was a great show. Then, you know, we try to reach everybody where they are, so we did shows about dating. That was a good show. We did that was episode 11, Questions to Ask When Dating, and that one had a lot of good listens too.
Did.
And that was a good one.
The other one.
Which one?
I'm just going, was it Reasons for Divorce?
Yeah, that's actually the funny thing you brought it up, because that's the very next episode after. That's episode 12.
Now that one,
that was good.
That was a good one.
That was good. We talked about biblical grounds for divorce, and that was a really good show.
So just to reiterate, people, if you getting slapped around by your husband, God is not telling you to stay there.
Amen to that.
Just want to let y'all know, because stop letting your pastor, your bishop, your apostle tell you that you wrong for walking away from a marriage where the man is physically whooping your behind. They in error for telling you to stay. I just wanted to reiterate that.
Cool.
But go back to episode 11. Is 11?
It's
episode 12?
Episode 12.
Episode 12. You want to get the gist of that? Go back to episode 12 and read and listen to the whole show.
And so we, like I said, we had a lot of controversial topics. And a lot of topics just come from stuff God lead one of us to talk about, or stuff I just see people constantly debating on. So let me bring some insight to this. So episode 17, is masturbation wrong according to the Bible?
I forgot about that one too.
That was a fun episode. And then we had another. the more controversial title, the better. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, we had one that says, episode 16, does committing suicide send you to hell? So that was a good one. We talked about racism. Then we had a lot of origins. Like we did every holiday that's passed since we started our show, we did an origin.
We did
an origin of Halloween, origin of Thanksgiving, origin of Christmas.
We did Hanukkah. What's the other one?
Kwanzaa,
yeah.
And I have a Jewish friend that hit me up after the Hanukkah when she really appreciated the episode.
What's up.
Matter of fact, it was Elaine who came on our show.
For real?
Yep.
Oh, that's dope, man.
And then sometimes we like to throw a loop. We did a mystery show where I can't remember. I think that's the one I surprised Pudge on. There's a show where
Yes, you did.
That was a mystery show. That was episode 25. Was when I came to the table and he had no idea what we was talking about. I had like five or six different topics I was gonna rattle off to him, and we just went at it. And it was a dope show.
Right.
It was a really fun show. And then we did another one called Fan Topics, and that was just basically the ones because we're always asking fans to hit us up. Yo, what you want us to talk about? What you want to see on here on the show? And so we went through all the topics that we could. We did a movie one, but the Fan Topics one, we just let the fans dictate the show. Whatever topics they wanted, we talked about it. Then we did one about movies. That was 82 minutes long. We talked about movies for a long time.
Jeez, for
82
real?
Minutes long. We talked about
and
our favorite movies.
And you know what? I think that was the one we had to make ourselves stop because we could have kept going.
Yeah, probably.
We both movie fanatics. So, you know, it was, I mean, I think I had fun doing that one too.
We've talked about transgender because there's a big deal, you know, people being transgender, talking about the bathroom. So we talked about it in a real way, not just talking about should you be transgender or not. We just gave you the facts and let y'all make your own decision. We shared our opinion. But, you know, that was a good episode. That was episode 33 for people wondering about transgenderism and stuff like that. We did episode 38. We talked about the five languages of love, five love languages. We went over the book and we talked about that, which was a great episode.
Oh, I actually enjoyed that one, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one a lot. And I think I actually encouraged someone to read the book because they listened to the episode. They said they already been assigned to read the book, but they hadn't read the book. So being that they listened to our episode, they went ahead like, oh, you know, I need to get listen to that book, read that book. So we meet them. Really,
and for people who have listened to that show, I promise you,
you'll learn some stuff about
You'll learn more about yourself. You'll learn just as much about yourself as you will who you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. However, you will know who you are, what your love language is, and why you react to certain things certain ways, why you don't react to certain things at all. Exactly. It just really helps you have a better stance in your relationship when you understand your love language and your partner's love language.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. All right, and then this is the last one, I guess. You got any more you want to talk about real quick?
Nah.
Okay, so this is the last one I'm going to talk about because we're getting low on time here. But episode number 42. Episode 42 was a very potent, spiritually potent episode. And I don't think it gets no more spiritually potent than when you come to the studio and say, hey, Holy Spirit, lead us.
Oh,
that one was the one. That was it's titled Unscripted because it was literally unscripted. We didn't have any topic. I had no idea. I actually flushed every idea out of my mind that I thought I might want to talk about. Good. So when we came to the table, we just went ahead and we just did the daggone thing and let the Holy Spirit lead. And I know a lot of people that enjoyed that one.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people enjoyed that one. That was a very
important. And wasn't that one pretty long too?
57 minutes. Actually, after a while, our long gets longer. So 57 minutes is kind of short now.
It is. Yeah. Especially when we go to 82 minutes. Okay, 82.
Our hip hop head, the one we did for hip hop, the top five was 76 minutes long. But I think our longest one was actually 80, and that was a movie one.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that was the longest one. But yeah, so that's what you have. Yeah, that's our longest show. So anyway, so I just want to thank everybody again, man, for listening to our show. I'm not really closing out yet, but I just want to take a time out to really thank all of our listeners, all of our supporters, everybody who promoted the show, who's pushed the show, who's told people about the show, who's gave us feedback, who's came to the studio, who's interviewed with us, who's shared our flyers, who's told people about us, who's done everything they can to help us, who's prayed for us, prayed with us. You know, I just really appreciate each and every single listener. Even if you don't ever comment on our stuff, we appreciate you. Pudge, I appreciate you coming through, man, and saying yes when I asked you about doing the show, man. Like, it was like I called you up, like, yo, you ready, man?
Because I think, man, I appreciate you actually asking me to be a part of this. Yeah, you know, man, what I'm saying? I mean, you don't just call anybody up, you know what I'm saying, to do something. So
I appreciate you recognizing that,
you don't, bro. You don't. Step won't even let certain folks to his house, you know what I'm saying? If he catches wrong discern from you, he'll have a whole barbecue and you will not be invited. He told me that right the first time I met him, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that, and Step knows a lot of people. I'm not tooting his horn, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, him being the owner of the hottest Christian club in Atlanta, he knows a lot of people. So I felt honored that he hit me up and was like, yo, like, God done gave me this vision. I want you to be a part of it. And I, you know, I was even slick nervous. I'm like, did God say I was supposed to be a part of it? Like, you asking me to express my opinion across the world? I don't know if they ready for that or I'm ready for that.
But it worked, man.
Lo and behold, man, we're a year later, man.
A year later, we're still rocking, man. And we ain't slowing down, man.
Nah,
it's been great. But yeah, man, it's been dope. Everything just kind of worked out, man. Shout out to Lovework Studio for hooking us up, editing our shows, mixing and mastering our shows. Shout out for real, man. Thank you, Rob, for hooking us up.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that helps us a lot.
And he got skills, y'all. Does. I mean, like, y'all, check out Lovework Studio. Any kind of recording you need, man, go check my man out. Like, he got all, he busy, but he got room. You know what I'm saying?
And he's very passionate about what he does, and he has integrity about what he does. So you're not dealing with just some knucklehead that don't care about your product. Because he looks at your product representing his product.
Exactly.
And he don't mind coaching and giving you pointers to make your product pop or whatever you want to call it.
That's the thing. Because if you come in lacking energy and your song is full of energy, he going to let you know you need a little more energy. But he going to say it in a loving way to where you're going to look at it like, dang, I do need to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
so, I mean, like I said, he's real passionate, you know. Even if he records something that he's like, what in the world is this woman talking about? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He still won't let that person know that. You know, he'll still come from a loving standpoint of all areas, so.
And his prices are very reasonable. He also offers coupons and gift certificates from time to time. So check him out. I can't remember the website. You know the website?
No, I just know Love Work Studios. I got his number.
You can Google it. You can hit us up at crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com, and I will put you in touch with him personally if you're really interested.
You ain't even got to do that. All you got, what? Just listen to any of the last 10 episodes when it first come on.
You know what? That's right. We already got a commercial.
Oh, but I say when it first come on. Yeah. At least, I mean, right. You hear about Love Work Studios when you come on.
Either way you go, we're actually vouching for Love Work Studios. Not just because he's our sponsor, because I recorded with him before he was our sponsor.
Right.
If you want to know what the quality sounds like, our intro song, it was recorded at Love Work Studio.
Right, right. Listen to the quality of the actual production itself. You know, mm-hmm. So I mean it's A1. My man is definitely on point.
So man, I didn't even mean to go off on that tangent. I'm just appreciated, man.
Yeah,
I'm just
appreciative of everything, man.
You know, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this show and being consistent, Heavenly Father. Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory. And honor for everything we've been able to do, every person we've been able to reach. God, I truly give you the glory and honor for this show. Because it was not my idea. I had no idea what I was getting into, but I enjoyed it. I haven't had much stress over this, man. It's been a great show.
And that's the beautiful part, when God gives you something that you're not stressing over it.
This is beautiful.
We went from, you know, we got crosstalk signs, our logos and stuff, you know what I'm saying? All up. I mean, God is just... He has had his hands on this podcast since day one.
Amen.
And if anything, he's just like really massaging and moving us around in his hands, you know, not throwing us away at all. And we really believe we're reaching people. I mean, to all those continents. Every time I hear about a new continent, I'm kind of blown away because I feel like we two small little cats from live in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. I mean, we know people, but we don't know the world.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And to, for our voices to be able to reach out to places like Nepal.
Japan. It was dope. I had to Google these places. Like, yo, where is this at?
Right.
I love it, man. And I agree. It's humbling, man. It's honoring. All the above, man. And it's like, it's one thing, like he said, we live in Atlanta. So it's one thing when you got listeners in Atlanta, Jonesboro, you know, Georgia, stuff like that. Okay, so I'm in my mind, like, okay, it's somebody I know, you know, but
exactly.
I don't know anybody in Nepal, Japan, Canada,
right,
Nigeria, you know, Mexico. I don't know anybody there. So it's like, so we're reaching outside of the usual circles, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's been amazing. So I'm truly thankful, truly humbled to be here, man. But anyway, man, without further ado, let's get to our shout-outs.
All right.
Special shout-out to my mom down in Great Georgia.
Give it up, mom. We love you so much.
Special shout-out to my wife who tunes in. Special shout-out to my homegirl, Brandy, who tunes in. Special shout-out to Alicia and Kynes, who represent for Kynes consistently.
All day. She still all does. Day, I just talked that other day on the phone.
We appreciate you, Alicia. We don't think we don't. We appreciate
right,
you. We shout you out by name every episode.
Exactly.
Shout-out to my daughter, November, who listens in and tunes in and gives her friends our information and promotes us for free all the time. Let people
appreciate
know about the episode.
That.
Appreciate the love. It's dope when you got your kids supporting you.
It really is.
And they listen to your stuff, man.
It really is.
Shout-out to Atlanta GA. Shout out to LNGA. That's good to get that home support.
It is.
Shout out to Stone Mountain, Georgia, tuning in. Shout out to Lawrenceville, Georgia, tuning in. Shout out to Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, for that matter.
Okay.
I don't know who's been tuning in from Minnesota, man, but they've been tuning in consistently. But big ups to Minnesota for tuning
appreciate
in.
Appreciate the love.
Graysonville, Maryland, been tuning in a lot. So shout out to y'all.
Appreciate
the
love,
man. Did I say Tokyo yet?
Nope.
Shout out to Tokyo. They still rocking with us.
Appreciate the love.
And last but not least, shout out to Bridgeport, Connecticut for tuning in. That's my home, y'all.
He had to get
in. Yes, I'm getting that home state, home city.
Right.
Shout out to Bridgeport, Connecticut. Big ups to Bridgeport, Connecticut for being a listener on my show, supporting your home team. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for our future listeners. Shout out to Big Rob. Shout out to Love Work Studio, Rob at Love Work.
He was trying to say Yim Ron Rob at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So shout out to everybody who listens. Shout out to our newest listeners, man. If y'all want to hear from us or hear anything different from our show, hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Crosstalk with a K. Hit us up anywhere you want to be. Hit us up anywhere. All social media outlets is Crosstalk. We got an Instagram page. We got YouTube coming up. SoundCloud is coming. I know I keep on saying, but we gotta get to that point. We can present it with excellence before we present it to y'all. So we're working on behind the scenes to make that happen. But just thank y'all for listening. Tune in next week. We got a dope topic. You know, I want to tell them the topic. You ready to tell them the topic?
We can, because we didn't even bring that show, but we can.
Yeah, we did not. For all you people who just now hearing about Snoop Dogg's gospel album, yes, Snoop Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G, has a gospel album. He has been in the works with that since last year. We talked about it a long time ago because that's how we do on Crosstalk. We'd be ahead of the game. So everybody's talking about it now because his album just dropped last week. So what we're going to do, we are going to buy his album. Pudge and I are going to listen to it, and we're going to give you our full-out, honest review opinion of the album and what we really think about Snoop Dogg doing a gospel album with, I think it's 32 tracks.
Because I already been bumping it.
You already got it?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to it. I've been listening to it online.
Okay, cool.
I just started listening to it online last night. I'm excited about it.
So now we're making ourselves accountable. So now we really got to get together before the Snoop Dogg show. That will be the next episode. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Hit us up every Monday. We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. Crosstalk with a K. Crosstalk.buzzsprout.com is our homepage, but you can go to any of the podcast outlets and hear us. Check us out. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio. Peace.